This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. It's the hour that we spend with Dan Watson each and every week at this time. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience, one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America. So we'll be taking your questions. We've already got some in queue here. We'll take more at Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. or Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. But first, let's welcome Dan Watson back to the show. How are you doing, Dan?
I am just doing great, Bob. How about you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Still struggling a little bit with my voice, but we're going to get my old voice back soon, hopefully. Why don't we begin by talking about any general subjects that you'd like to discuss before we get into the questions?
Well, there are a couple things. One that I've had a number of people complaining about and asking questions is oil consumption. In other words, you drive in your car and you go for a couple weeks and you check your dipstick and lo and behold, you're down a quart. And so people have had lots of questions on this of, you know, what can I do? Why is my car starting to use oil? What's going on? And, excuse me. And so I'd like to clarify a couple things before I get into this discussion. There's a difference in consuming oil and leaking oil. And if you get yourself a nice clean piece of cardboard and stick it under the car and park it overnight, and you come out the next day and it's completely clean, then that indicates you're not leaking any oil. And if you're losing oil by checking your dipstick and it's going down, that means you're consuming it. So we'll talk about that. Consuming oil is one of the ideas. And then the other one, obviously, if you put that cardboard under there and you find drops of oil or even near puddles of oil on that, you're leaking oil, and that's different than consuming it. Now, you can be consuming it and leaking it, so there is a double whammer that can get you, but let's talk first about leaking oil. You actually see oil puddling on the driveway, spotting the driveway, and it's coming down, and you're not sure what's going on. Well, believe it or not, depending upon the age of the car, let's say, but most cars don't show any real oil leakage until they're over 5 years old or so, and then you'll start to see some here and there leaking. And there's a couple things you can do when you see the leakage is you can try to determine if it looks like it's a clearer fluid or if it's motor oil. Motor oil usually is going to already be dark from having been in the engine. It's power steering fluid. It could be very clear. If it's brake fluid, it could be pretty clear. If it's transmission fluid, it's going to be basically clear. If it was on something that was white enough, it might show some red stain in it from the transmission fluid. So we're going to talk mostly about if we're getting motor oil on that cardboard from a leak. And I will tell you, gosh, Bob, at least 9 out of 10 older cars, the very first place they leak is the valve cover gasket.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just simply because they get, over time, if they're rubber, some type of rubber compound, heat will cause them to harden over time. And so most people forget about it, don't think about it, but also if you go around the perimeter of that valve cover, you're going to see small bolts. They're no bigger than a quarter-inch bolt, and they have to be tightened down very methodically in order to get an even press on the gasket. So it is possible with time that your gasket is no longer compressed very well and those bolts could be loose. What I want to caution you about when you go to tighten those is don't get carried away. It's very easy to strip one of those small bolts. And if you do, now you have a repair on your hands that can get a little more expensive because you're going to have to get somebody to drill out that hole and re-tap it and put in a slightly bigger bolt. And you don't want to go through that. So when you tighten these things down, if you really want to be specific, you can check, probably find online and somewhere, little inch pounds of torque, and you can get yourself a little small torque wrench from the tool place or loan out from some of these places and torque it down with that. But that's what you can do to tighten up these little bolts, and that may stop the leakage, okay? In some cases, you're just simply going to have to break down and buy a new set of valve cover gaskets and put those on and put them on in accordance with the instruction. These days, you can find anything on YouTube just about how to install your valve cover gaskets or anything. But you want to be careful with how you do it and buy a new set. Clean all the surface area up so that when you put them on, you're going to get a really good seal, and put a new set of valve cover gaskets on. And for a lot of cars, that's the end of your oil leak. You think, yeah, but it's dripping off the bottom of the engine. Well, that's because it runs out of the valve cover down the side of the engine with the help of gravity, and then it drips off the bottom. Now, another place that you can have leakage is around your oil filter. Sometimes oil filters don't get properly installed with the right amount of compression of the gasket, or they're not they're put on too tight, believe it or not, because what can happen is that gasket can actually bind and get stretched in one spot, make it a little thin in one spot, and allows a little bit of oil to leak through there. So if you clean off your oil filter good with some paper towels, make sure it's really clean, and then drive your car and look at the oil filter again. If you see more oil coming down the oil filter, then you got a problem. I'll tell you, the worst thing you can do if you're a do-it-yourselfer is change your oil filter and leave the old gasket or O-ring, if you will, in place and screw the other one down, because it won't hold both. It'll end up blowing that other one out either instantly or a little bit down the road, and then there's oil going everywhere. So you have to be careful with that. But now this is leakage we're talking about. And in some cases, I have an older Suburban that's now 18 years old, and I just spent quite a bit of money replacing the rear main seal. You don't want to get into that, but that can sometimes be the source of a leak in a car that's much older, because those main seals around the crankshaft ends, they have to hold the oil in. And when the vehicle gets really old, sometimes those have seen their best days, and they'll begin to harden a little bit and create some gaps, and next thing you know, you got a leak, and the leak turns into a bigger leak, and you got to fix it because you're just draining oil all over the place, and it's not cheap because you have to drop the transmission away from the back of the engine just to get to the rear seal. So it becomes expensive in labor, not so much in parts, but in labor. So okay, we've been talking about leaks. You look for these leaks, and if you have a good shop, they'll inspect for you, and they can pretty much run it down for you. It might cost you a half an hour's labor, $50-$60, to have somebody do a thorough inspection. They might even steam clean the engine some in order to find where this leak's coming from. But that's leakage. You're losing oil because it's leaking out of gaskets somewhere. It's either seals or gaskets or oil pump. I mean, the oil filter engagement. Okay, so we're going to go to a break, I know, here in just a minute. And when we come back, we'll talk about consumption, because I don't want to mix those two together here. We've been talking about when it leaks, and when we get ready to come back in a minute or two, we'll talk about consumption. Okay, that's when you see nothing leaking, but you keep losing oil. That will cause concern for a lot of people.
It's all really good information, and we'll continue with Dan Watson from thelubepage.com. If you'd like to send us a question, please do so, Bob, at autoworldradio.com or Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Time, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
We're back. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. Dan Watson is with us, as he normally is at this very same time. So be sure and tune in each and every week at this exact moment. Or if you're joining us via GCNlive.com, you can also listen anytime in archive or podcast variety, if you'd like. We're talking about leaking oil, and Dan is basically pointing out the differences between consuming oil and leaking oil. And Dan, I like that first instruction, bit of instruction. Get that good, clean, nice piece of white cardboard to start. That's a good canvas to start with.
Well, you try to find out what's really happening, because you can determine that you're using oil by pulling the dipstick. But here's the thing, even doing that, check your oil under the same conditions each time to make sure that you're actually showing oil consumption. Otherwise, you may overfill your engine because you're checking it at the wrong time. You should check the oil on a relatively flat surface the car is parked on, maybe in your carport or garage, driveway, and check it when it's cold so that all the oil has drained down into the oil sump, that it's not up in the engine. See, when you start the car and you run it, there's a lot of oil up in the top of the engine that takes quite some time, maybe an hour for most of it to drain back down to the bottom and go into the oil sump or the end of the oil pan. So if you check it once when it's cold, and the next time you check it and it's hot and it looks like it's used a half a quart of oil, it's because that oil is still up in the engine and hasn't dripped down. So you don't want to do that. Check it the same way each time so that you can make a comparison and see if you're actually showing a trend of consuming oil. Now, if you're consuming oil, be aware of a couple things. The manufacturer of these automobiles will tell you that they have a certain consumption rate which is considered to be within design spec. Because most people say, oh, my car doesn't use a drop of oil. Well, if it doesn't use a drop of oil, then it's seized up on the side of the road. Okay? It has to use some oil, because when you have those pistons going up and down thousands of times in those cylinders, some oil gets left in the combustion chamber. It's a very minute amount. It can't get wiped out, but it gets pushed back up by the next stroke, and what happens is that oil gets burned, and it's such a small amount that you would hardly notice it, but you have to consume some oil. So what we're going to talk about is how much oil do you consume, because the engine has to consume some in order to lubricate itself up to the combustion chamber. Now, if the rings are tight, like they're supposed to be, you won't burn much oil. In other words, not much is going to be left up in that combustion chamber to burn. But if the rings are worn and they don't clean the sidewalls as well, you will leave some up there. And there's one other factor that's going to go on here, and this I'm going to talk about is the number one source of consuming oil. And it's not what people might think. Here's what happens. You have an engine that has a little bit of wear on it, and you're getting some rings that are starting to stick a little bit. They're not free-floating on the piston like they're designed to do. So you get what's called blow-by. Some of the compression in the cylinder squeezes past the rings and heads where? It heads down into the oil pan, or the sump area beneath the engine. Now, if you've got all of your cylinders, or even one that's really bad, doing this, you start to create a pressure in the oil sump. Now, remember, we have this little system up there that's called the positive crankcase ventilation system. It has a PCV valve that controls this. Now, when the pressure builds up inside the lower end of the engine, that valve opens and that pressure is released, and it takes it into the intake of the engine, because we don't want to let oil vapor and other things out in, vented out into the atmosphere. So we let the suction of the engine take the pressure off of the lower end through the PCV valve. Now, sounds like that's an easy enough system to work, should work just fine, and it usually does. But here's the problem we got. When you're using relatively inexpensive petroleum-based oils, when they get hot, they create a lot of oil vapor. It's called, they have a very high vaporization rate. They create a lot of oil vapor. Well, that vapor is what's down there in the bottom of the engine where you're building the pressure. So when that PCV valve opens, it just sucks that oil vapor right up in and down in through the throttle body or the intake into the engine and burns it. It's gone. Okay? Here's the problem. That oil vapor on a continuous basis can amount to a lot of oil. So the higher the volatility of the oil, the more consumption you can have through the normal PCV valve system. Now, one of the things you check first when you're having high oil consumption is to make sure that your PCV valve is not sticking open. It shouldn't be open all the time, only when some pressure builds up. Otherwise, the intake of the engine is taking a literal suction on the oil pan, the oil sump area, and it's sucking vapor out as fast as it can pull it out. So a stuck PCV valve can cause a high rate of oil consumption. Best thing to do in question, just replace the valve. It's too hard for you to really determine how much, whether it's sticking. They cost less than, usually less than $5, and for sure less than $10. And you can, again, go to YouTube, go somewhere and find where it says changing your PCV valve and do that. That's one of the first things you can do, and that may stop your consumption. Now, what's happening, though, is when cars running, again, petroleum oil over a period of time, it's not uncommon to get stuck rings. And the ring gets stuck because in that area of the ring is very confined. That piston gets really hot. That oil gets stuck down in there, and it just fries it because it's just petroleum oil. It can't handle that temperature. So as it becomes gummy and then hard, it sticks that ring firm. If that ring's not free-floating, you're losing all kind of compression, and it's just blowing down into that bottom end of the engine and creating pressure, and you got a regular system going on there. You're pressurizing the sump, blowing it through the PCV valve, and you could be using a quart or more of oil every 500 to 1,000 miles with that process going on. So difficulty is sometimes in knowing, and if you're really oil consumption gets bad, you change the PCV valve, you can't seem to stop it, you're going to have to go to your mechanic and let them do a compression check on the cylinders to see if your rings are sealing correctly. Okay, when we get back, I'll give you a few more things on how you go at correcting this, and then we'll move on to questions.
Sounds good. All great information. And again, folks, if you do have a question, send it now. Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Dan Watson@TheLubePage.com. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away. We're coming right back after these messages.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has confirmed that Islamic leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was killed during a dangerous nighttime raid by American Delta Force troops in northwestern Syria.
The thug who tried so hard to intimidate others spent his last moments in utter fear, in total panic and dread, terrified of the American forces bearing down on him.
The president said Baghdadi dragged three of his children into a tunnel and refused to surrender to the troops. Instead, he used a suicide vest to kill himself and the kids. The president said he had only notified a few members of Congress in advance of the raid. Neither House Speaker Nancy Pelosi nor Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer were told. Al-Baghdadi has been hiding for over 5 years. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're learning lots of cool stuff with Dan Watson. He is a gentleman behind the LouPage.com and all of the great YouTube work he has done. And we've been talking about losing oil, both the leaking oil as well as oil consumption. And Dan, you've given us so many great ideas here and explanations. Tell us more.
Well, I was going to finish up here with saying that in many cases, if your engine has some age on it, oil consumption is all about stuck rings. Now, you wouldn't have stuck rings if you ran a really quality synthetic engine oil. I have experience with AMSOIL, so I typically recommend that. You could find another high grade, like a mobile annual change would be one. I would tell you to be careful in the synthetic market. There's a lot of stuff out there that's glorified petroleum, so make sure you do a little homework before you waste your money on something that's not truly synthetic. Now, the difference in the synthetic, for example, a lot of cheap petroleums will have as high as 20% volatility rate, meaning that in a controlled test, they lose 20% of the volume in a certain amount of time at a high temperature, meaning they really vaporize easily. And a number of the AMSOIL oils are 5 to 7% in that range, so they don't vaporize easily and they hold their viscosity for a long period of time, because the more oil vaporizes, is what they call the lightweight constituents out, it thickens and thickens. So you start going from a 20 weight to a 30 to a 40 weight, and that's pretty soon you're going to get thick enough that it's going to have trouble getting through the little tiny holes we call bearing galleries for oil to get in and lubricate your bearings, and then you could be having some extra bearing wear. So anyway, here we go back with the oil consumption of these stuck rings. If you think you've got stuck rings, then you do a compression check, and sure enough, you've got some cylinders not coming up to pressure. The best thing you want to do is to do a good engine flush. I recommend one of the products from AMSOIL, engine flush, because I know it's not harmful to the engine. You got to be careful with flushes out there. Some of them get very strong and they can damage some things if you're not careful. So better to have a little bit less caustic flush so that you can get a nice slower clean and not damage anything. Now, once you flush it and you got to start getting these rings loose, come back in behind that with something like Amsoil Signature Series oil, which has a great ester component in it, and it'll finish cleaning those rings out to where they're thoroughly clean, and you can put them back to their manufacturer's design where they're free-floating and sealing again and giving you good compression. So you want to get those rings free, and you can do that by, like I said, flush the engine and then run a high-grade synthetic that also will continue to clean it, and then don't go back to the cheap oils. Run something that's not going to vaporize easy and that's not going to stick the rings over time, and you can slow the oil consumption that way. But one of the very first things to do for consumption is to change out the PCV valve and change your oil and cross your fingers and see if it goes down. If it doesn't, then you know you probably are looking at some stuck rings. Now, there's one other aspect of using oils that you can pick it up pretty fast, and that's the fact that if you start up your car or truck in the morning and you have what appears to be some type of smoke blow out the rear end, not just vapor from water vapor and stuff when it's cold, but really you can smell it, an oil smell and vapor come out the back, you may have that your valve guides are worn and oil is leaking down from the top of the engine and puddling on top of the piston overnight. And when you start it up, it's got to burn that stuff out of there rather quickly when it starts up, and it'll create smoke out the back. If you have leaking valve guides, there's nothing you can do except have them fixed. Once they start leaking, you can go up a grade in oil. If you're running 20 weight oil, you can go up to a 30 weight oil and try to, in any of these instances, you can slow down oil consumption if you go up a grade. But you don't want to go up much more than one grade. If it's a real old car, you might go up two grades to 10W40 instead of 10W30, but rarely do I ever recommend using a 50 weight oil in any kind of modern engine, because it's just, you got to really be worn out before you go up to that, and it can have some side effects which might not be the best, so be careful if you try to do that. So that's oil leakage 101 and oil consumption 101 and doing a few things to fix it. If you really got uncontrollable oil consumption, you need to go get a compression check done by your best mechanic, and then if that compression is irregular or low, then you want to try flushing the engine to clean out the rings, follow in with the, I would recommend Amsoil Signature Series oil, which will continue to clean, and you just might be able to get those rings freed up and resealed enough that you can go on without any further work. I'm not telling you that there's any type of overhaul in a can that you can buy from somebody's oil, but I will tell you that you got to get those rings freed up if you're consuming oil and not leaking it, and you've tried the other things and nothing works. It's probably just pressurizing the crankcase. So, all right, Bob, I think we've beat that one down, so we can maybe go on to some questions.
Before we get to the questions, let's remind everybody about the preferred customer discount, because this is too good to miss.
Yes. I want to keep reminding people that Amsoil offers a preferred customer program where you buy at virtually wholesale prices direct from the factory, either online or by phone ordering. It's shipped to you directly, UPS or FedEx, and it's a terrific program. And I'm offering a free 6-month trial membership for that. All you got to do is go to thelubepage.com. That's my website. You can contact me via the Lube page, or you can email me, my name, Dan Watson, at thelubepage.com, or even call me, 800-370-2986. It's a really good program. Had lots of people take advantage of it, and most people that do this find it works so well. The Amsoil products do more than what they claim they'll do. They're just terrific products. So kind of a win-win situation. You get a terrific product, and I get myself a new longtime customer. So I would appreciate your business.
Absolutely. Take advantage of it. Let's get the first question, and it's from Jose, who joins us in the great state of Texas. Jose writes, I have a late model Toyota and have recently read about low-speed pre-ignition. this sounds bad. How can I prevent it? Good question.
Well, first, let's take just a second and explain that this phenomenon only takes place in direct injected engines. Does not happen in the standard engines that are multi-port fuel injected. It has to be a direct injected engine. And that's because in these direct injected engines, the injector is in the cylinder, just like in a diesel engine. And we're going to get enough fuel leakage out of those injectors to get a little bit of liquid fuel that's going to get down on the piston. And if it makes its way down onto the side into the geometry of the piston and mixes with a particular type of motor oil, in other words, motor oil that's additized a certain way, it can actually create a situation that as the pressure builds back up, as the piston's coming up, before the spark plug sparks to ignite the fuel, it sets it off. With the compression is all it needs. It's basically created a little, almost like a diesel solution there, and it comes up, creates enough pressure, and it pre-ignites. If it pre-ignites, it's going to fill that combustion chamber with pressure. That piston's still trying to come up. You can break the piston connector rod. It has happened. Okay? And it can knock like the devil if it doesn't break it, and you think you're breaking the engine. So it is serious, and you don't want it to happen. So what you need to do is make sure that you buy an engine oil that is SN plus. Let me say that again. SN plus rated. That rating is designed to prevent pre-ignition. SN plus.
Very good. When we come back on the other side, we got Steve in Atlanta, we have somebody in Louisiana, and we have room for you. So give us a quick call, 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that costs a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
I want to remind you folks that Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters can find the cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. If you want to earn some extra money, if you've got a classic car yourself or something very special, you can list your car today and start earning extra money, or rent and use the special code AUTOWORLD to save $50. That's all caps, AUTOWORLD, all caps. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. Dan Watson is with us from ThelubePage.com. We're talking about all kinds of cool stuff here and doing a little oil 101. And we've addressed a number of questions so far, including the gentleman with the pre-ignition question. And again, just to outline that, that's strictly just for direct injected engines. Folks don't have to worry about it if they've got multi-port, right, Dan?
That's exactly right. And again, a lot of oils have upgraded to where they say SN plus, because the current rating is SN, but SN plus means that the oil additive package has been modified so that it will now not participate in this low speed pre-ignition problem, that it can break your engine. So don't fall prey to that.
I got a question here from a gentleman from Texas who has a urea tank in his vehicle and he wants to remove it. Oh, no. We've heard this one before.
Yeah. Hey, I don't blame him. It sounds crazy. I got to buy this urea and pour it into this tank, another pain in the tail. Why am I having to do this? And da-da-da-da-da. But let me tell you, just be glad you got the thing. And I'll just briefly explain it, because I've done this a number of times on the show. We're trying to neutralize nitrous oxides that are produced in the combustion process in the engine. And there's a couple ways you can do that. One is called in-cylinder, and that means that they take a certain amount of exhaust gas and they recirculate it to bring it back and throw it with the intake air into the cylinder. Well, obviously that's spent exhaust, doesn't have any oxygen in it, so it's going to retard the combustion process, lower the temperature of the combustion, which will in fact lower the amount of nitrous oxide that's produced. But by describing that, you can see without much effort that we're going to choke the engine down. We're not going to give it the power it's supposed to have. We're going to lose fuel economy. We're going to lose power. It's really not the best way to do this. So along comes the idea. We put this urea tank on. We set up a system which will mist or spritz a little bit of this urea into the exhaust stream. And what that does is it combines with the nitrous oxide, making water vapor. So we get rid of that nitrous oxide and we can cut down to almost zero on that exhaust gas recirculation, all of a sudden we're getting good oxygen and from our turbo compressing into the engine, our power goes back up, our fuel economy goes up, the soot level that we were packing into our engine oil goes down, everything is good. So just be happy that that new exhaust system that includes that urea tank has been installed on your truck. And it will serve you well, and it's not robbing power from the engine. And it depends upon whether you're a GM or a Ford or a Dodge product, but in the GM product, the same exhaust system has an injector back in the exhaust so that when you need to clean out the diesel particulate filter, it puts the fuel in back there to do it rather than pushing it through the engine on the exhaust stroke, which is what they still do in the Ford and Cummins engines. Not my preference. Apparently it works and we're doing okay with it, but I would rather have that extra injector back in the exhaust system. So again, your urea tank liberates your engine. So just be satisfied that it's there, buy the urea and put in it, and enjoy the increased power, better fuel economy, and less exhaust gas recirculation that that system allows you to have on that truck. And by the way, careful in what state you would remove it, because it could be a felony. I know it is in California. I don't know about in Texas, the other big place of these trucks, but be careful. You don't want to mess too much with EPA stuff, because there's some federal regulations and you could bring the law enforcement down on you.
And that you don't need, absolutely.
No, not at all.
And this is pretty sophisticated stuff. I know Mercedes in their diesel automobiles uses urea as well. So, you know, when Mercedes is using it and these other large companies are using it, you know it's been tested thoroughly.
Yeah, it works. It works well. And that's why it's such a improvement over the previous system of throwing that EGR, that exhaust gas recirculation, was hitting as high as 50% sometimes. And that's just ridiculous. You're choking the engine down to nothing. So much better. Use that urea and be glad that you're keeping the clean atmosphere. You got a clean diesel running there and your engine's allowed to run with power again.
We got a question from Louisiana listening on WSLA just outside of New Orleans. Got a question from Lursal. Interesting name. I read about making oil from natural gas. Is this synthetic oil, and is it better than other oils?
Well, not surprising. I think that's probably pronounced LaSalle. Anyway,
yes.
From Louisiana, I'm not surprised somebody asking about natural gas and making oil. You know, that's a huge energy state, Louisiana. I guess maybe second only to Texas, but they produce lots of stuff both in the Gulf and in mainland, you know, in Louisiana. And they also have so many refineries, you can't hardly shake a stick at them down the Mississippi spine there. So not surprising to get that question. Now, natural oil made from natural gas, it's a good idea, okay? Natural gas, we got plenty of it. We give Shell kudos for their giant Pearl refining facility in Kuwait, and they are making liquefied oil from natural gas. Not a hard thing to do. I mean, the process is called the Fischer-Tropsch process from about 1905, when the two chemists came out with it and figured out how to do it. So it's just a matter of economics. Can you make it? Is it sellable? Will it compete? Well, it turns out that it makes a good quality Group 3 pure base, which is what we now call synthetic, in that hydrocrack group 3 oil. Well, this oil makes a similar product out of natural gas. It's a good product. I'm glad to see that they're doing it. I hope that it catches on and there's much more of it done, because we got tons and tons of natural gas, and that's a good way to start using it to make a liquefied product. Now, they can make liquefied gasoline out of natural gas, too, and sooner or later they will, I'm sure. But no, it's not better than say, a high-quality Group 3 hydrocracked oil to be in the same synthetic range. And, yes, they can call it synthetic because of the way they make it. But it's certainly better than any standard petroleum oil. Better than any standard petroleum oil. It would be right up there in what we in the industry call a Group 3 classified synthetic engine oil. So it's I'm glad they're doing it. It's a good product, and I give Shell all the credit for moving forward to make it financially feasible and going on and getting it done, because it needs to be done.
No question. Let's see if we can sneak in Jake from Arkansas. He has a Harley, and he wants to know if he can use 20W50 engine oil. I can buy the oil from the parts store for the auto and truck for much less than I have to pay for motorcycles oil. Do I have to buy motorcycle oil? Well, that's a tricky question.
Well, if it's a 2050, the only thing he needs to make sure is get some information that it has high levels of zinc and phosphorus, because that's what you need in a motorcycle oil. And a number of the auto oils are limited by the EPA to the amount they can put in. And so 2050 shouldn't have been limited by the EPA. It's one of the exclusions because of the high weight. But some oil companies will save money by backing off on the zinc and phosphorus in their 2050 oil. So as long as you can get that oil with a high level of zinc and phosphorus, I'd say a level of at least 1,000, preferably 1,200 parts per million. It doesn't have to say motorcycle on the label. As long as it's up at that level, it'll be fine in your motorcycle. Now, some of the oils, like AMSOIL's premium motorcycle oil, also have rust inhibitors, because you don't drive that motorcycle as often as you think you do. So, hey, folks, don't forget about that preferred customer membership. It's free. Just get in touch with me, Dan Watson, at thelubepage.com.
Very good. Thank you, my friend, for doing such a great job as usual. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.